Masechet Avot Perek Dalet Mishnah Kaf. Mishnah says Elisha ben Avuya Omer. Elisha ben Avuya, who was a rabbi during the times of Rabbi Akiva, he was the teacher of Rabbi Meir. Eventually, he left the path of Torah and he abandoned his learning. He became known as Aher, the other. But this became a well-known teaching of his. So even though he left the path, Hachamim kept this Mishnah within the Mishnayot of Pirkei Avot. So he taught the following. Halomed yelid lemahu dome. A person who learns Torah when he's a child, what is he compared to? Ledyo ketuva al niyad hadash. To ink written on new paper. When ink is written on fresh, clean, new paper, that ink is not going to fade away. So same thing when a person learns Torah. When he's a youngster, the Torah that he learned is going to stay in his memory and it's not going to fade easily. It'll stay with him for the rest of his life. But halomed zaken limahu dome ledyo ketuva al niyad mahok. But a person who learns Torah when he's old, what is he compared to? He's compared to ink that's written on erased paper. And ink, when it's written on erased paper, that new writing is going to fade away. The paper can't hold the writing. So therefore, similarly, an older person who learns Torah, his Torah, unfortunately, is going to be forgotten. It doesn't downgrade the mitzvah that he does. It's a great mitzvah for a person to learn, whether he's young or he's old. But the quality of the Torah study of somebody who's older and a little bit more forgetful is lower because he doesn't remember everything. He doesn't hold everything. But of course, that person is going to receive a tremendous reward for learning Torah. Rabbi Yoseh b'Rabbi Yehuda ish kfar Bavli omer, this rabbi taught, Halomed mina ketanim lemahu dome. So the last part of the Mishnah focused on the person who was learning. We said if a person learns Torah when they're young, they'll remember it. So it's better to learn when they're young. But here we're talking about who is the teacher. We're switching focus from the student to the teacher. If somebody learns Torah from a young man, the teacher is a young man, what is he compared to? Le'ochel anavim kehot veshote yayin migitot. To somebody who's eating unripe grapes and drinking wine directly from the wine press. Wine made from grapes that hasn't ripened all the way is sour grapes. And wine that comes directly from the wine press is still mixed with pulp. So therefore, it's not pure wine. Same thing. If a young man, even though he may have learned a lot of Torah, if he's teaching, the Torah that he has is still undeveloped. It's not fully there. The explanations that he may give aren't taking the context of the bigger world out there into account. He doesn't understand people's experiences. He doesn't really understand the way the world works. So he may have the facts. He may have the ideas, but he doesn't have the ability to put them into practice and explain them to people properly. So therefore, like wine that comes from the press, the wine, of course, is sweet, but it's mixed with pulp. It's mixed with other things because it hasn't settled yet. The same thing with the knowledge of this young man. The ideas and the Torah that he has hasn't settled, it hasn't developed yet, but even though he may have a tremendous amount of Torah, the questions on it haven't yet been clarified. Someone who learned Torah from an elder, someone who's been learning for many, many years, what is it compared to? Le'ochel anavim beshulot veshote yayin yashan. To somebody who eats ripe grapes and drinks aged wine, the knowledge, the chokhmah of this elder sage is sweetened, he has a mature understanding, and the questions have all been resolved in his head. He has the ability, since he thought everything through for many, many years and decades, he has the ability to answer up the questions that are thrown at him. Rabbi Omer, Al tistakel bakankan ela ma sheyesh bo. Rabbi disagrees with this. According to the previous Tana, Rabbi Yoseh, he said, you should preferably learn from an older rabbi than a younger rabbi. It says, Ribi, don't really look at the bottle, look at what it contains. What he's really saying is sometimes there are young hachamim, young rabbis, whose understanding equal the great older rabbis. And the inverse. Yesh kankan hadash maleyashan. Sometimes there's a new bottle that's full of aged wine. That's a praise, a young rabbi, a new bottle that has a tremendous amount of chokhmah, but now the inverse. Viyashan. And an old bottle, sha'afilu hadash enbo, that sometimes doesn't even have any new wine in it. Maybe that older sage is not somebody who's holding, not somebody who has the goods. He doesn't have the content anymore. So therefore, the advice of Rabbi is, no, let's not judge a book by its cover. Let's not look at the outside, if he's young, if he's old. Let's not make a quick judgment call. Rather, let's make an individual judgment call on each person. Let's look at what's really inside, about the chokhmah that he has. Even if he's younger, if he has the chokhmah, person should study by him. And then the opposite, if he's older, but he doesn't have the chokhmah, a person should avoid learning with that sage.